How's the town doing with all of the rain and the pandemic? And we've got so many wonderful things that are going on with contributing to Empty Bowls, you being one of them. But it's rain and it's the pandemic.
Steve, that is absolutely correct. Almost everything we're doing now, everything that we do seems to be impacted by either the weather now or COVID-19. Again, we're having so much rain, I wish I had a magic switch where I could flip it off, but that's left up to a higher power. Yes, we've had issues about paving and projects that we have underway. For example, the fiber optic build out that we're doing, when it rains, that cuts back on their ability to do some of the work that they're doing. So they were slowed down by the intermittent rainstorms that we're having. DOT, partnering with the town of Highlands, did that drainage project in front of the Wells Hotel on 64 this week. We did have traffic delays, and I appreciate everyone's patience with that. DOT discovered that was a major operation. There was a lot of digging, working around rocks, replacing a drainage system that basically was non-functional. So that was done, and now when you go by the Wells Hotel, you see a strip where they had to remove the asphalt, and there's just gravel there. The plan is for a contractor to come in the next few days and actually do that paving. But again, if it's raining like the way it's been in the last few weeks, that might be delayed too, as well as our contractor, Parker Brothers, who got the contract for paving the town streets. They will get underway here at the 1st of October. If it's raining, we don't want them to be putting asphalt down. So it impacts our schedule, just like the pandemic. COVID-19 has forced many of our organizations to make changes. For example, our Dahlia Festival had to rethink the way they operate. And last weekend, they put on a spectacular event. And I hope they'll continue doing the same type of event once we are out of the COVID situation. Sally and I walked around and visited all the sites on a Saturday morning, and it was just really a successful event, like all the other events have been that have had to be changed. The other thing that we will be having is the Empty Bowl coming up, I believe, on October the 4th. It's going to be more of a drive-through event rather than a fixed seating event. Since, as a potter, I have contributed several bowls from my studio, which will be a part of the silent auction.
And you have a great story about how that started with a potter or a ceramics teacher in Michigan.
Absolutely, and that's really kind of close and near to my heart. When I was the first potter in residence at the Bascom, I introduced the idea of the empty bowl to the Bascom, and the rest is history here in Highlands. But the real thing that was so impressive to me was that in Michigan in 1990 and 1991, a high school art teacher, and I was a high school art teacher way back in the 70s, so I can relate to this story. His name was John Hartom, and then he had an associate, Lisa Blackburn. And they came up with the idea in his ceramics class of having the students make ceramic bowls. And then the students got together and they all decided, well, let's make some bread and soup and sell the bowl and the soup as a fundraising event for the local community. And it was very successful. And what really touched me was how this art teacher was able to blend creativity and art with a broader sense for his students, community service. I just think it was a brilliant learning experience for those young people way back then in 1990, and also for so many potters who work to produce these handcrafted bowls that then are sold along with the food for the benefit of so many important community events. And yes, I might be biased as a clay worker and a potter. A potter that makes an object like that goes through a lot of work, from shaping and wedging the clay, making it usually on the potter's wheel. Then you have to do two firings, a bisque firing, and then a glaze firing. So it takes time and effort. And I hope people will come out, appreciate the beautiful bowls that will be available, and also enjoy the wonderful meal that they will have with those bowls, and realize that it's all going for a great cause here in Highlands, the food pantry.
And $25 donation will include the hand-thrown bowl provided by the Bascom. Ticket information, internationalfriendshipcenter.org/events. $25 will really help a lot.
There you go.
Now, before we get to the white goods pickup, the Gorge Road is going to be closed there between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Maybe they'll fix that guardrail, and we just wanted to touch on that.
I hope it gets back to the storms. I hope we don't have a major rain event that will, of course, slow that project down.
Now, we got to keep the 18-wheelers off there because another one was spotted yesterday.
Well, you know, I was involved in getting the flashing light system that was put in. Unfortunately, there's more work to be done because truckers will just see the flashing light saying turn around. They just ignore it in some cases and go right through it, and it's a real problem. So we'll keep working on that.
All right, the white goods pickup, that'll be Monday, October 5th for that week, and you say just leave your stuff out in front of the house.
That's correct. Just as if you were putting out your household garbage, and our crews will come and pick them up. We do that once a year to help people get rid of old appliances that might be around their house. Also, if you'll leave your old garbage cans out with your white goods, or just leave the old garbage cans that you did have prior to buying a bear-resistant toter, then they'll carry those off also.
Before we talk about the Dogwood Trust and your meeting, then you all got together and talked about some really important things. Monday's Zoom meeting, it's about funding for the fire station.
We'll have a meeting where we'll call for a public hearing for the borrowing of the money for the construction of the fire department. The local government commission, that's one step that they require all municipalities to go through, and we will comply with that, of course.
And you mentioned the Dogwood Trust meeting where all of you get together, and you mentioned some things that are really the focal points of for the importance for our town.
The Dogwood Trust is that nonprofit that occurred from the sale of Mission Healthcare to Hospital Corporation of America. That sale was $1.5 billion. The Dogwood was created as a charitable foundation to address social determinants of health in Western North Carolina, 18 counties, and it has $1.5 billion already in their endowment. That means by state law, they have to give away 5% of their endowment or the money that they make during a year to address those social determinants of health. That translates to about $70 to $75 million a year that they'll have to distribute to nonprofits and to municipal and county governments throughout Western Carolina to address those specific needs of social determinants of health. The members of their staff, Rachel Ryan, who is their CEO, met with a number of county and municipal elected officials this past week on a Zoom meeting. They asked me, along with everyone else, what we thought were the critical needs and areas for funding. Many of these were the commissioners from Swain County, from Graham County, and Macon County, and Jackson County, all represented. One at the top of the list was broadband. It is a critical need throughout Western Carolina because it affects our educational system, our healthcare system, our elderly, the economic development. Everything to me seems to center around broadband. And while we're about to turn on our networks, we have a new hub, the old bathrooms, that is a hub for distributing the fiber optic throughout the town. That doesn't have to just be limited to the town. That hub can be serving other areas around the plateau. Not just limit this broadband just to the town of Highlands, but the whole area needs service. So it's a big concept. Broadband was at the top of almost everybody's list. Workforce housing and housing for elderly. Health insurance was something that I think the Dogwood might be able to address and probably should address. And what I mean by that, we have so many people that are underinsured or have no insurance at all, and that impacts the whole healthcare delivery system. And then one of the things that we all talked about was the critical issue of drug addiction. It's easy to say, oh, that's a law enforcement issue. The real issue is that it's a public health issue. It's a mental health issue. It's an issue where we need to have resources like through our county public health departments that provide treatment and rehabilitation for victims of drug addiction, whether it be opioids, methamphetamine, or whatever. That was something that all of the elected officials were telling Dogwood. Helping people overcome this terrible problem with addiction would be something that would really influence the health and wellness of this entire region. One of the things also that we talked about was education. Our student population, we could fund programs in the schools that would help these students realize that goal of well-being and living a good and healthy life. It's about health education. It's about nutrition. One of the things I said was that I don't think that we should have any issue with a student, a child in Western Carolina having to worry about having a lunch or meals, a breakfast, meals at school. It's foundational to their learning and their education and their well-being. And certainly we could develop programs, and maybe the Dogwood could play a critical role in that, to make sure that all of our children have healthy lunches, and even supporting some of the programs where we make sure that the food we do serve our children are healthy and nutritious also.
The comprehensive plan, you're going to be holding a meeting. That's going to be about a month away, October 21st and 22nd.
The leaders of the comprehensive plan, the Stewart Group, is asking for citizen input. They start that in October.
This is your stakeholder meeting.
I don't know if I'm going to even attend any of those meetings. They don't need to hear me talk at these meetings. They need to hear the citizens of this community talk. We're going to be getting more information out about this, and I know that they're sending out information to different stakeholders and different stakeholders group. My goal at this phase of the comprehensive plan is that we get maximum participation by people that live here in this community.
We started off with the storms, a lot of rain. What should we do if there's flooding?
It's during the day, a business day like Monday through Friday from 8 till 4:30. You can just call Town Hall at 526-2118 and report an outage if it's in the town of Highlands. And our staff have radio contact with all of our utility folks, and we will go out and address those issues when it is safe. But if we have an outage and it's not during the business time but at night, you can call 526-4131. That is the non-emergency line to the dispatcher in Macon County, and then they will contact our utility crews about the outage. So if we have major storms, like we have a hurricane coming through, and you lose power, you're probably not needed to call in. We get a flood of people calling. In those kind of events, we always have our crews in the town shed ready to respond, and they monitor the situation. My concern, along with Lamar Nix and our town manager, we've gotten so much rain, the ground is saturated. The last thing we need is more rain followed by high winds. It could be a real problem.
And one more shout out before we go for the empty bowls.
My bowls are not real small. They're fairly large. So if you purchase one of my bowls, you can use them from there on out as serving bowls, salad bowls, or whatever. And also, my work is always dishwasher safe.
And $25 for the donation. The tickets can be purchased internationalfriendshipcenter.org/events. And this is to benefit the Highlands Food Pantry. Mayor, all right, thank you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you, Steve.